The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There you go. Great. Okay. So another deep and warm welcome to every single one of you in this moment in time, feeling your presence as I'm sitting here in Mountain View, California, feeling your presence all over the world. Just very heartwarming. And I invite you, by naming that, I invite you to feel both your own presence wherever you are and to feel everybody else's presence all over the world joining you in this moment in time. In fact, my eyes get a little teary feeling some people are, it's their morning. Sometimes for Australia, it's their afternoon. East Coast, it's late at night. Hawaii, earlier in the afternoon. It's just a sense of warm heartedness really comes up for me, feeling this sense of awe, really. Sense of awe comes up for me. I guess goosebumps, actually, as I feel into what this technology allows us to do, to practice together and to be together. So that's, I realize that's a segue to the topic that I wanted to invite us to practice with tonight, which is the topic of awe, which is one we often don't directly practice with. And yet, it's helpful, it's a wholesome invocation. Awe can be a wholesome invocation on the path to practice, and one way, actually, and in fact this morning Gil was talking about that often when, for example, we are mindful of something. We're mindful of sounds, emotions, the breath, the body, sensations, and not so much of what is being aware, not turning awareness onto itself. And turning awareness onto itself, actually, that, wow, there's consciousness here, there's awareness, there's life. That turn that we often don't do because we're so busy in the middle of our daily lives. When we actually, in meditation, when the mind is quiet and settled, which will be the invitation tonight, and turning awareness onto itself and appreciating this being, this consciousness, this awareness that feels and senses and hears, it's ineffable. It's amazing to be alive. It's amazing to be conscious. Consciousness that no one really, none of us really understand. No scientist, no philosopher. There are plenty of volumes, thousands, millions. Well, maybe not millions, but maybe over the ages, people have wondered what is consciousness, and wax philosophy and philosophers and scientists, and we still don't know. We have no clue, and it's magnificent when we turn awareness to itself. It's magnificent. So there will be some invitations tonight to do that. And then if the question might come up, okay, what good is awe? Well, there is some research, actually, specifically the Greater Good Science Center in Berkeley, Dr. Keltner. There have been many research studies on what awe is, trying to define it, the value of it in the secular practice. And I'll just offer a couple of thoughts here. And besides, of course, spiritually has a lot of deep sense of for our awakening. When we really see clearly, there's a sense of awe arising that can be very helpful and supportive. But just to share a couple of research findings, it's been suggested that when it comes to the psychological effects of of studying awe. People who experience a sense of awe and swim in it, they sense that they have more time available. They have increased feelings of connectedness. It increases their critical thinking and skepticism, which can be the wholesome way, not the negative aspect, but increasing positive mood, and it decreases materialism. And also some other studies have shown that people tend to become more kind and generous when they experience awe. So there are a lot of goodness that can be generated from exposing ourselves, from allowing ourselves to experience awe. So that's some secular research, and spiritually, let's just delve into it. And without taking my word for it, how beneficial it can be in the sense of our awakening to our true nature, to ourselves, to having more freedom. Let's just experience it. Let's practice together. And just one more thing I want to say is, there will be invitations tonight, and whatever happens for you or doesn't happen for you, if awe arises or doesn't arise, it's okay. These are invitations. You're always planting seeds. No awe might arise tonight, but later when you're brushing your teeth, you might be looking at yourself in the mirror and see this other human being who's looking at you in the mirror, and you go, oh my goodness. So who knows when these moments of awe might arise? So you're just planting seed and being content with whatever arises. So, or doesn't. So with that, I would like to invite us all to get into our meditation posture. If you need to sit up a little more straight, or if you need to lie down, whatever your body needs, listening to your body, and landing, inviting all the words to settle, letting go of them as if they were balloons, helium balloons, letting them drift away. Landing, arriving in this body. Relaxing. As if you were sitting right now, as if you were sitting in a warm bath. Gently descending yourself in a warm bath. And if it's hot where you are, maybe it's a cool bath. But healing waters. Allowing your body knows how to relax, to soften. As if you were sitting in these healing waters, warm or cool, whatever your body needs right now. As if your muscles were soaking in. Then soaking in healing waters and giving up any tension. Again, with this visualization of a bath, our minds know how to relax, how to find their own way. as if you were sitting in a bath right now, letting the animal of your body do what it knows how to do to unwind. To land. And letting the awareness connect with the breath, in breath and out breath. Noticing the abdomen expanding and contracting. As the breath moves on its own through the body. We're not breathing. The breath breathes itself. Let it be effortless. Just touching with awareness the sensations of breathing. Knowing that the breath is happening. Breathing is occurring. Letting the mind, the body, the heart settle one breath at a time. And if thoughts are arising, not a problem, part of this practice to see them. Maybe kindly inviting for them to soak in the warm bath with you, for them to relax. I know this is a playful invitation, but playfulness is good. Not to be too serious about the thoughts, about the thinking process. Invite them to relax, soften and chill in this imaginary warm bath with you. Thank you. Let the awareness rest, rest on the breath, sensations of the breath in the abdomen received. The entirety of the in-breath, the entirety of the out-breath. And the pauses between in-breath and out-breath and in-breath. Settling, arriving for a few more minutes. Receiving the in-breath and the out-breath, the entirety. As the body knows how to breathe, all by itself. as the awareness is feeling the body, receiving the breath, connecting with the sensations of the breath, the abdomen. I'd like to invite you to drop in the contemplation again as you continue to be aware of the breath. And feel the body, that it's amazing. This body is quite magnificent. It knows how to breathe. We don't know how to do it. It's the body knows how to do it on its own. In fact, if we try to breathe intentionally, we can really mess this natural process up. If we become too intentional about it. So this amazing body that knows how to breathe, how to heal itself. This body that we take to be ours, when gets a cut, paper cut, it knows how to heal itself. It knows how to grow. It knows how to signal thirst, sleepiness, all these amazing biological and psychological, all this inherent intelligence. It is amazing. This body that we often take for granted. All the different organs. All these sophisticated organs. The brain. With all its interconnection and activity and functioning. Neuroplasticity, learning, memory, just amazing. This body, the heart, the lungs, liver, spleen, stomach, just the blood flowing through is just it, so many aspects of this body. The skin, it's only when something goes a little wrong that we appreciate how much goes right every day in this miraculous body, this miracle. So many chemicals and minerals and et cetera, all in balance. When anything gets out of balance, things don't work so well, but it's amazing the homeostasis. Allowing this to arise a sense of awe of this body. And in this moment, there might be things that are not functioning perfectly right in this body that is yours, but turning your awareness to the things that are working, the things that are functioning. It's a miracle. Every second unfolding right here. We don't have to go very far. Allowing it to be a basis for a sense of awe. Awe for this being that is you. Staying embodied, receiving the breath, the natural breath. As you let this contemplation be felt in your body, in your bones, not just the thinking story. Letting your heart expand. Awe can feel expansive, can feel bright. Feeling our own magnificence. Ineffable magnificence of this being human. Starting with the body. And now as you continue to feel your breath in the abdomen, your body, important to stay embodied. Dropping in this next reflection into your body as if a pebble in a pond, not in your head. As you are aware of the sensations of the breath, sensations of your hands, feet. Choosing one sensation that's prominent and really letting it be felt. The magnificence of feeling, which can't exactly be put into words, the sensation, this way of knowing, this awareness of the sensation. So amazing to feel, to be able to feel. Even if it's pain, just the magnificence of this consciousness that knows no sensations. Magnificence of this consciousness that can hear, can know sounds. And understand them. This capacity of knowing can be turned the sensations, consciousness of sensations of the body, proprioception, knowing that this body is sitting or lying down. It can be turned towards sounds, hearing, knowing, just as something arises. Incredible. And as your eyes are closed, still seeing the blackness or the light behind your eyelids, turning the gaze inward. This awareness that's just operating all the time, that knows thoughts. That knows thoughts as they arise. And this amazing capacity for knowing, both for producing the thoughts and for knowing them. Turning the awareness onto itself, as if you were gazing at this awareness with awe, with amazement, to know, to be aware, to be conscious. Expanding the dropped in contemplation, the sense of awe that anything exists at all, that you exist, that you're conscious in this life, that anything exists at all. It didn't have to be this way. It just happens that in this world as we know it, so much exists. The earth, you, your consciousness here to be aware of it. The stars. It's amazing that anything exists at all, and that so much exists. So many causes, conditions, beings. The comings and goings, laws of nature that you can be aware of. You are a part of. You're a co-participant. You're a participant in all of this. Taking a bird's eye view or maybe a spaceship view. not caught in the daily ruminations of life and particularities, but just a sense of amazement and awe that you exist, anything exists. As if you were staring at the night sky filled with stars, feeling yourself as a part of this amazing, magnificent universe, this conscious being staring at the universe, universe staring back. This ineffable knowing, ineffable consciousness, more magnificent, mysterious than we can possibly ever know, we can possibly ever figure out, but we experience every day, all the time, in this moment. It's alive. Functioning fully. And even if you were present, aware, conscious, just one moment of this entire meditation, to give thanks that you've planted seeds. That's all that matters. Thank you, everyone, for your practice. So, awe as a support for practice, for waking up to our humanity, to this tender, amazing, awe-inspiring, being human, stepping out of the ordinary, the daily concerns and ruminations, but a sense of the vastness that we're a part of, a sense of interconnection, interbeing. I'd love to invite you, if you wish to share your reflections in this practice. If you'd like to raise your blue hand or type them in chat, the blue hand, you can raise it by clicking on participants below. A window opens below that it says raise hand. Because your hand, I may not see your physical hand. I only see very few people. So what arose for you? How was this? Anything is welcome. Reports from the field, questions, complaints, anything is welcome. Please don't be shy. See some appreciation on YouTube from Franz and Ellen. Thank you for joining for this practice. Oh yes, I see someone on the phone raising their hand, please.
Hi, Nikki. It's Hi. Michael. And I really love the practice of awe. I think it's really heartwarming, and I think it's a wonderful complement to our metta and karuna and other Brahma Vihara practices. And I'm very grateful that you chose to do it this evening. So thank you and deep bows.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing, Michael. It's good to hear from you. Yeah, it's an intense and deep practice. And in some ways, it does belong, I think, with the other Brahma Viharas and just these practices of the heart that buoy us, that lift us up, these heavenly abodes, because this is a heavenly abode. It's a heavenly place to hang out in awe. So Forrest asks, is awe a similar feeling to piti? Piti being the Nepali is a translation of, it can be translated as either joy or rapture or happiness, but really a sense of rapture and energetic joy. Awe is actually different. Awe feels different than piti. Piti can have an energetic gladness, happiness. Piti can be experienced in so many different ways, but awe is more expansive. Awe is, in some ways, it's interesting. Awe has some similarity to piti, but also has similarity to equanimity, because equanimity, we have this bird's eye view, seeing our interconnection with all beings, and awe has some taste of that. So it's not exactly the same as piti. So it has some similarities, but not exactly the same. Marie-Christine. Whoops. Uh-oh. I clicked on the wrong thing. Marie-Christine, where did you go? Hold on. Let me find you, ask you to unmute, please, there.
For me, it's a little bit complex. I think of awe, and at the moment, it's kind of combined with gratitude, and because of, you know, just by chance. So it happens that I live in Australia, and we are doing so well when it comes to COVID. I mean, you know, because there's a bit of guilt of how can I feel this when there are so many people around the world dying and suffering so much because of COVID. So I'm torn between the awe of where I am and at the same time thinking, oh gosh, can I feel that when so many people are suffering?
Yeah. I'm glad you raised that, Marie-Christine. And yes, you can feel that when there is suffering present in the world. Both are important. It's important to have both, not to, you know, in this practice, there are 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows. It's not 10,000 sorrows alone. I mean, if you just make that the focus of your attention, the practice becomes really painful and life becomes very painful. And if it's just 10,000 joys and ignoring all the 10,000 sorrows, then it's kind of being lost. But it's both. It's the ability of holding both. And yes, people are dying. There are challenges. There's sadness in the world, in my life. There's difficulty. And there is joy. There is beauty. There is awe. There is grace. It's all of that together. And again, awe and these gratitude and various practices is not a way of pushing away the challenges. It's a way of making more space in our heart to be with the difficulty. Otherwise, it's hard to be with the difficulty all the time, 24/7. So these practices can actually really resource us in that way. So thanks for bringing that up. Thank you. And a couple of comments on YouTube I'd like to share. Linda says, I felt very moved with the day-to-day busyness of life. It's so easy to forget the awe, magic of being conscious, alive. Ah, beautiful. Thank you, Linda. Judy says, awe to even the presently arising discomfort and dis-ease. Lovely. Thank you, Judy. Yes, even that, to be aware of that. Yeah. And thank you, Jeffrey, for your appreciation. And let's see, any other reflections before we go into small groups together. Anyone who would like to share, please. And again, sorry if I can't see your physical hand. You can put it in chat if you can't find your blue hand. You can say, I want to raise my hand. Okay. So let's go into, since I don't see any comments, let's go into small groups and we'll have some time at the end for sharing from your experience of all, whether, you know, how does it show up for you? Questions and sharing your wisdom also, how it supports you. So I'm going to create the practice meetings. And this is a lovely, by the way, this being beginning of the weekend and either morning, or if it's morning for you, afternoon for you, or evening, it is a sense of maybe what the invitation I have is, if you wanted to talk about this practice, you could, but if you wanted to share about what are some times that awe comes up for you or has come up for you in the past, maybe birth of a child, or maybe you can talk about, you know, when I go to a cathedral or go into nature, it comes up, or are there ways that you can support that for yourself in the next couple of days, if it's possible? Maybe it's not at all, but inviting to share in that way to support each other in bringing awe to our consciousness to be part of our practice. So I am going to create the rooms. What's going on here? Let's see. Let's create the breakout. Oh, that's very interesting. Wait, can't I break? Okay, we're having trouble. Let's try this again. Let's try the breakout rooms again. Funny. Okay. I just upgraded. No? Yeah, I upgraded Zoom and it's doing really funny things. Okay, I'm going to debug this in real time. Here we go. Okay, I think I got it. All right. It didn't let me increase the number. I had to type it in by hand. Oh, well, who knew? This version seems to have a problem. Okay, so I'm creating the rooms and appreciate your patience as always. And here we go, dear ones. Okay, dear ones, welcome back. The rooms are closed. So we'd love to hear from you. Any reflections that came up for you from doing this practice? And again, if you would either type in chat or raise your blue hand, or if it's your physical hand, maybe. Oh, Neil, okay, here you go. Neil, please.
So in this small group, someone mentioned how having a lack of humility makes it difficult to feel awe. And I was wondering what your thoughts are on that, and how do you deal with this?
Yeah. It's I think there is some truth to that, and there's actually I was looking at some studies, you know, some research that has been done, and it does seem there is some correlation. Something that I saw in this report, let's see if I can quickly pull it up. If I remember correctly, it was people who were more affluent had harder time feeling awe than people who were less affluent. I think that was one of the suggestions in the studies, which is along the lines of what you're talking about. So I think that's an appropriate observation. So what to do about that? You know, there could be so many different categories. So if it's hard to have a sense of awe, I think staying, you know, for me, it feels the same, you know, chill for me feels the same as these other practices that we do, other Brahmaviharas. A lot of times it's hard to have self-compassion. Well, I'm hurting, but I'm kicking myself and I can't have self-compassion. So what do you do? Well, kind of, you find your way, kind of gently, you find this way or that way. Or does it work if I see myself as a little kid? Oh yeah, look at that, that works. What if I see myself as a little kid who's hurting at the time? Oh yeah, that works. Or, you know, you find your way, right? So with awe, I would say the same thing. If it's challenging, find a way. Maybe with the body doesn't work, maybe remembering the birth of a child, or when you were in a cathedral and there was a sense of, wow, this is amazing, or the beautiful music that you heard that just made you weep, or something. Find a way in and keep honing, keep expanding on that, similar to all the other practices. And if you want to think about, if just bringing it in sort of in terms of neuroscience, you know, kind of like you find a path, you know, that works, and then you try to expand that groove, those connections. And so, and then in terms of spiritual practice, you see what works. Just so I really appreciate you asking that question, Neil. And I was thinking more about also the question that Forrest asked earlier about whether awe is similar to PT. And I was remembering it many times on meditation retreats, how many times I've had a sense of awe when I've had insight, I've had experiences when I've seen things that I didn't see before about the nature of mind, about the world, and just internally seeing, and there's a sense of, wow, I want to drop and kiss the ground, kiss the earth. It was just a sense of awe. So I think there is, PT is a part of it, because PT, I think, greases the wheels. And there's also a sense of perspective that, as I was saying, similar to equanimity. So awe shares a lot of different aspects with these different Brahmaviharas, and the sense of expansiveness of heart and buoyancy. And also, and Kyla says, connection for me between gratitude and awe. Yes, exactly. Gratitude. Absolutely. Gratitude comes up, a sense of, absolutely. Katanyuta in Pali. So I think there's a lot more to explore here. It's just, I mean, my heart feels lifted. And also a lot of times when in the nitty gritty of our lives or stuck with something, just having a sense of awe for what is can expand our perspective to be able to work better, more skillfully with what's arising. And it is 7:03. Goodness. So we have spent a perfectly good hour practicing, cultivating awe together, dear ones. And it just makes me so happy, fills my heart to practice with you. Deeply, deeply, deeply thank you, really, from the bottom of my heart. Thanks to all of you for showing up and practicing together. May you be safe, happy, healthy, well, have ease, and have awe for your magnificence as a human being. May you wake up and support the waking up of all beings everywhere. So I'm going to ask you all, if you wish, to unmute yourself to say bye-bye. It's lovely to hear your voice.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Okay.
Good night.
Thank you, Nikki. Good night. Lovely cacophony. Thank you all. Good night. Good day. Bye-bye. Bye.